thank you. Thanks very much. When you see Joy to the World, you order a service, you're never quite sure what version you're getting until that was really well done. Thanks very much. I first met Beth Bascom, I think, a little over a year ago, when she gave a presentation to the National Area Interfaith Council on the Community Faith-Based Initiative. It's an outreach program supported by a number of faith communities to support families who are offering foster care. And as I listened to that, I thought this is something that we could be supportive of as well. And so our outreach collections for the month of December will be to benefit this very important initiative. I'm glad to have Beth here this morning to tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you very much. It's a joy to be with you this morning. And my name is Beth Bascom. I'm a community liaison with Faithfully One by One. It's a community faith-based initiative whose purpose is to create partnerships between DCYF, that's the Department of Child, Youth, and Family Services, and the community faith-based organizations, that's you, in order to help support and recruit foster and adoptive families. So in order to help you understand what the needs of these families are, let me start at the beginning. When a little baby comes into this world, and that baby makes his needs known, and those needs are met not once or twice, but hundreds of thousands of times, the neurological connections take place in what I call the knower. And that baby comes to know the world in a certain way. He knows that the world is a basically safe place. He knows that people are basically responsive. And most importantly of all, he knows that he is capable of getting his needs met and navigating his world. So now, he's prepared to go on and explore and learn. He's ready to do other developmental tasks like distinguishing fantasy from reality, developing a value system, and as an adolescent, creating an identity and independence of his own. But most importantly of all, he is now equipped to create and maintain stable, reciprocal relationships. However, when a baby comes into this world and her needs are consistently not met, she knows the world in a very different way. She knows that the world is an unsafe place. And she knows that other people, at best, are going to be unresponsive, but most likely are going to hurt her. And most importantly of all, she knows that she's not capable of getting her needs met or navigating her world. And so this child finds it very difficult to go out and explore and learn when she's constantly having to be careful about what's going on in the environment that's very unsafe. She finds it difficult to do other developmental tasks. And most importantly of all, she finds it very hard to create meaningful, reciprocal relationships. And so she finds herself all alone in an unhostile world with unsafe people, incapable of navigating it. So what does this child need more than anything else? This child needs a family where that sense of trust can be built, where her needs will be met not once or twice or 100 times, but hundreds of thousands of times, so that she can begin to know the world in a different way. Perhaps that family is going to be her birth family who has gotten the services that they need, but perhaps that family is going to be a foster or adoptive family. Perhaps one of you have had in your heart a child or the idea that maybe you would like to do this someday If so, come see me after the service, and I would be happy to discuss with you what your next step might be in exploring that route. However, for most of you, that is not the case. But this child still needs you. Because you see, the task that this foster or adopted family has is really challenging. Because that child comes with an empty suitcase and a lot of baggage. And what that child does not need is for that foster family to burn out and reject her so that she has one more reason to know that nobody can be trusted. And that's where you come in, to help support that foster family so they don't burn out. Money can't do everything, but money helps at times. And I don't know, I know you are very generous people and you give and give and give. And so to just give you some idea of where your giving this month might go to, though let me tell you that the only predictable thing about this particular project is that the needs are unpredictable. But usually they need to be met pretty quickly. So perhaps some of your money would go to buying gift cards for families so that when that child arrives with only one pair of stinking socks, they have the wherewithal to go out and buy the clothing and the school supplies that the child needs. May go to maybe a more critical and larger project. Right now we have a family who has taken in two teenagers and have decided to adopt those teenagers, and now their three younger siblings need a home. And this family has said, we want them. We're willing to adopt five kids. It is virtually impossible to find a placement for five siblings. It's so important for these kids who have lost everything else. However, this family is going to need to convert their basement into two bedrooms. And if any of you have any idea of what that might be, it's a little on the pricey side. So I just want to thank you on behalf of the children who are going to benefit from your generosity and the families who serve them, and just say to you, thank you. Thank you for your loving hearts and your generosity. And I just say that it is my desire that all that you give to this project and all the other projects will come back to each one of you many, many fold. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Beth. Thanks so much for being with us today. With Beth's wonderful, thought-provoking, and even troubling words in mind, let us now receive our outreach collection to benefit the Community Faith-Based Initiative.